When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
What's up, my friends? I'm so glad you're here. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School. All year long, 2020, this is the year of interaction, taking questions, attempting to give some sort of answer, but also hearing updates from our listeners who are starting projects, doing all kinds of fun stuff all across the United States, Canada, North America, and beyond. We've got a worldwide audience of just wonderful people out there, and I'm fortunate to make this show. So thank you. That's all I had to say by way of introduction. Just wanted to say thank you for listening. All right. Today's listener wants to make an app, but needs some help knowing where to start. I'm going to give him three different paths to consider, none of which involve becoming a programmer. I'll also point out something that most non-technical people totally forget about when it comes to making an app or otherwise doing something that requires specific coding skills. I've seen this problem crop up time and time again, and it makes sense that someone might overlook it, but it's really important not to. So if you're interested in making an app or otherwise doing something high tech and you're not a technical person, which I'm not really either, then you might want to listen to this answer. All right, let's jump in.
Hi, Chris. This is Mark Wilkins from Dallas, Texas, and I've been listening to the show since episode one. I'm thinking about starting a side hustle to create a smartphone app. Do you have any tips for how to put together a development team and funding? I'm concerned about sharing the idea with others because that's all it is, an idea that could be used to create a competing product. Can't wait to hear from you, and thanks very much.
Mark, what's up? Thank you so much for listening. Dallas, Texas is definitely going to be on my list for the spring tour coming in just, well, what is it, 2 months or so? I can't believe it. I'll have to go back and do some work on that as soon as I finish recording this answer. All right, so a lot of stuff to talk about here. Let's assume first that Mark is not a developer. You know, otherwise, he might already know what to do, and his next steps would likely be quite different. And that's because the best answer isn't, you know, Mark, go and study programming for 4 years. Go get a degree in software engineering or whatever. Like, obviously, that's not the best approach. Most likely in this case, you know, Mark is the one with the good idea. Let's assume further, since we're making assumptions, that it is a good idea. It's a great idea. And he needs help bringing his vision to life. So at this point, he has a few options. And by the way, Mark, I know you also ask about, you know, your concern of sharing the idea because it could be used to create a competing product. I don't want to say that's not a valid concern, but I just tend to think that the much greater concern is how are you actually going to make this product? You know, how are you going to make this app, right? Because right now, no one has made it. Okay, so technically, if you talk to people about the product, you could ask them to sign an NDA beforehand. But I think for a lot of stuff, you know, unless you are sitting on, you know, a truly billion-dollar idea or whatever, I don't think you need to worry about that. Okay, so let's focus on this practical aspect of how do you bring this vision to life. So Mark's got three options here. First of all, he could outsource. And this might be the simplest option. He goes to Upwork.com. He goes to Fiverr.com, maybe even somewhere like Craigslist, or maybe a local university or some other source. If he's in a different part of the world, not in Texas, there could be some different networks. But Upwork.com is usually where I send people first, you know, in this situation. And there he could hire someone to help him with the technical part of the app making. That's option number one. Option number two, he could partner up. All right. He mentioned something about looking for a team. You know, so in this case, he brings his idea to a developer who is in search of an idea. And then they team up and go on to make millions, let's say, which is not totally unheard of. You know, it does happen. Like, here's an example, episode 627. I really like this story about a rehearsal app for actors that earns $500,000. And that was a while back. So, you know, maybe by now it's actually a million or more. If you wanted to learn the backstory of that one, again, it's episode 627. Now, the third option is private label, okay, which is a bit like outsourcing, but instead of a completely customizable solution where he's hiring a developer, you know, to build this app from scratch, he chooses a company or a platform that allows you to use an existing app template, essentially, or a shell, to make his own. There's a number of companies that do this now. I'm going to link a couple of them up in the show notes page. On the one hand, this doesn't sound great, because he may have to accept some constraints and limitations, you know, that don't allow his app to be as great as it could be. On the other hand, it's going to be a lot cheaper, first of all, and it might be easier as well.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Finally, here's the thing, what I alluded to in the introduction. Very important concern that non-technical people tend to forget about when it comes to making apps. Let's imagine that Mark is able to contract out the app making. He doesn't need funding because he's able to bootstrap it, and the app works exactly as he hoped. So everything is great, and he pays the person or agency who made it. He lists it on the App Store or the Google Store, and he sits back to count his money as sales and subscriptions come in. So far, so good. But then, just a few days later, Apple releases an important update to its operating system, and millions of iPhone users begin migrating to the new iOS. They don't all do so at once, right? Because sometimes you hear that you have to update your phone and, you know, you wait a few days or you wait a few weeks or months before you do it. So for a while, if you're supporting this app, you have a lot of users on the older system as well as some on the new. And it just so happens in our scenario here that something about Mark's amazing app doesn't work with the new update. Ruh-roh. You can probably tell where I'm going here, because if you've got a smartphone, you're probably used to your apps being updated constantly. And sometimes it's because there are improvements and, you know, lots of new good stuff, but often it's because something isn't working. Something stops working, something doesn't work with the system update, some other problem or bug or hack. Okay, so the point is, building the app isn't the only development issue you need to think about. That's why it might not be the best idea to contract your app building to somebody who basically then disappears when the job is done. You want to think about the whole process, not just the development, but also the long-term support. All right. I know that was a lot there, but I wanted to make sure I got Mark a good answer. So Mark, let us know what happens. And listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. This one was episode 1148. I hope you do one thing today to get closer to a goal you believe in. Then come back tomorrow as well. This is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.